Seeing or hearing through social media and the news, written or broadcast, enhanced by AI are just the plain facts. Stories of politicians shooting themselves in the foot are becoming commonplace. Missing their feet and wounding others is not unusual. Whether these acts are intentional or simply not thought out is anyone's guess. South of the border, they seem to be the latter, whereas up here, north of 49, no, just make that in the Great White North, we are becoming prone to jumping the gun and then shooting at our feet. Take the book banning in Alberta. Wowzers, I can see this happening in Texas, where some fundamentalists are still struggling with Darwin, abortion, and Margaret Atwood. Edmonton? As they drift towards, no rush towards, authoritarianism, Don and his chums in the Gilded Office must be realizing they are shooting themselves in the foot with their tariffs that are destroying any remaining friendships the U.S. might have had. Who is left that has an airplane or fake Putin praise to offer him? The problem for us is that we are collateral damage just because we are next door. Ricochets are zinging over the borders into Canada and Mexico. And now we have Doug Ford, our Ontario Premier, pouring 20-some shots of Crown Royal at his feet and missing the target. Missing the point, that is. The owners of Crown Royal have jumped ship and moved what they can to the United States. They are going to save the shipping costs of glass and water across the border. Shipping the premium rye whiskey from Illinois instead of Ontario is going to save them money? Really? Doug was so furious, he wasted a 40-ouncer. Instead of being angry at the French company, Dougie should have seen the opportunity. Use that bottling plant to fill bottles of foreign booze with the raw ingredients from those countries with our great Canadian water. Why should we buy that French Grey Goose in those frosted French bottles? Buy the distilled vodka in bulk, mix it with our water, put the image of a Canada goose on the bottle, and voila. Think of the savings on those transatlantic shipping costs. Don't stop there, Dougie. Make a deal to buy some bourbon mash and bottle it here, again with our water and glass. We can call it Jacques Daniel, Rum de Canada, Vin de Beach Boys. There are many opportunities here for us. Just leave the scotch alone because we single malt scotch drinkers are a touchy group of aficionados. And Prime Minister, you have to stop making those Monday morning calls to Washington. You know darn well you cannot believe anything said, promises made, threats uttered, or deals cut. And for crying out loud, Pierre, don't be talking up that home invasion stuff, or we will find National Guard people on our streets. You are sure he can't do that, are you? It didn't stop him in Los Angeles. What makes you think that imaginary line will stop him? Wait, wait. I know these international events don't apply to our sheltered life here in the Bay. But our own mayor almost shot himself in the foot with a credit card, and look at the damage that did. The ricochets are still bouncing around as we wait for the report. It will likely come down to an accidental discharge and unsafe use of the card. But if we keep shooting ourselves in the feet, how are we going to be able to skate and skiboard on the public purse? Not to worry because everything is on budget, under control, and from the secret backroom, hunky-dory. Pass the Crown Royal, please.